today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. Today, Wednesday, is the 27th of Zulhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Hijr, verses 36 to 38.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال رب فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون.
He said, My Lord, then reprieve me until the day they are resurrected.
قال فإنك من المنظرين.
Allah said, So indeed, you are of those reprieved.
إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم.
Until the day of the time well known.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As Iblis found himself an outcast from the threshold of the Allah's court and failed, then man's creation caused his misfortune. The flames of hatred started within him so as to take vengeance of the sons of Adam. This is the Satan ask, not for the sake of repenting or for the sake of regretting as to what he had done, seeking to compensate for everything, but rather in order to continue his obstinacy, hostility, and his stiff-neckedness. Satan as the source of all, including sophisticated modern evil. Satan, supported by his army of Satans from among the jinn and mankind, is the source and incarnation of all sin. He even paved the way for today's most devastating forms of evil. Rampant materialism, Gnosticism, and pleasure-seeking. Satan, moreover, pledged that he will mislead people and will arouse in them sinful desires to such an extent that they will eventually make resource to the option of changing the creation of Allah. Nothing is to stand in the way of the full gratification of human fantasies and vain desires as a means of their self-destruction and of Satan's realization of his dreams rooted in the former. All the achievements, advancements, and discoveries of man are to be subjected to the service of his hedonistic inclinations and by extension of Satan. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. In this connection, it must be indicated that one of the divine traditions is the tradition of examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala examines people from time to time, and this examination comes in various stages and various forms. Nobody should regard oneself as exempted from receiving any kind of examination set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to test the true belief of the person. Not in theory, but in practice. The Holy Quran says, أَحَسَبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people imagine that they are left and they wouldn't be tested or they wouldn't be subject to examinations? So we find that based on this kind of examinations, it must be indicated that everybody is subject to being checked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not once or twice, moment by moment. So every moment, everybody should regard oneself to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every moment might be the moment of examination. So nobody should lose the spirit of being watchful in this regard. In this connection, it must be indicated that there are various kinds of Satans. From the kind of human beings, from the race of human beings, and Satans are from the race of jinns. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated in this way. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ وَلَتَسْقَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ وَلِيَقْتَرِفُوا مَا هُمْ مُقْتَرِفُونَ. The Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran indicates, said that there are two kinds of Satans are from the human race and Satans are from the jinn race. And against all prophets, all divine prophets, there are various kinds of Satans. So we find that, those Satans are always over there in order to confront the activities and the dissemination of the truth by the prophets.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
As the previous episodes of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at some Satan's best strategies. And one of them is not accepting the decree of Allah. Being Muslims, we will be tested and tried. This is when many people will ask, why me? Why did I ever have to go through this tragedy and this calamity? This is dangerous. When we ask the question, why? Not as a reflection of your actions and deed, but out of anger and frustration at Allah, you are not having patience and you are questioning Allah's decisions. This will only get the Satan to control your mind and push you further until you do something crazy. Other strategy of Satan is following one's own desires. Yes, following desires and giving the nafs everything it wants will bring much corruption. If we allow our nafs everything it likes, that means no waking up in the morning for fajr, watching or listening to everything, whether it is haram or not, gossiping and backbiting.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Answer one important question: how to defeat Satan? It's easy. Do not take the bait. When I have the thought or urge to do something that's not a matter of life and death, I first identify what I'm actually engaged in at that moment. If I'm engaged in the worship of Allah, whether that be a prayer or remembering Allah, then I know that whatever the thought or urge is, and no matter how good it appears, it's from the accursed one, Satan. He's in the bid to destroy the good you are doing by shifting you from one thing to another, ruining the efficiency and corrupting your intentions. So at that point, seek refuge with Allah. Renew your intentions and persist. This will anger the Satan to the extent that his anger will weaken him like the camel gets weakened by its heavy loads on a tiresome journey.
One of our scholars who lived in the city of Samarra at an old age had a problem in his right eye, so he decided that he's going to see a doctor. So he saw a doctor, and the doctor said, "You need a surgery." So he performed the surgery. While he performed the surgery, his son had left for Hajj. And Hajj back then would take a long time. So 3 months, 4 months later, his son returned. And he saw that his father was suffering from depression. So he kept insisting, "Father, what has happened? Why are you so depressed?" And his father would refuse. And he would not tell him until he made him swear that he was not going to share the secret with anyone. So he said to him, "I swear to you, I will not share the secret with anyone. Until," he said, "until I and the doctor are alive. If we pass away, then you may share it. But as long as I and the doctor are alive, you cannot share it with anyone." So he said, "What is the secret?" He said, "The doctor blinded my eyes. One of my eyes." He said, "Did you tell him?" He said, "No." He said, "Why didn't you tell him?" He said, "What is he going to do? He really won't be able to do anything for me." "Did you tell anyone else?" "No." "Why?" "I don't want to embarrass him. I wouldn't want people disliking him because he blinded the eye of a great alim." Do you think this was easy? He just decided that he's not going to tell anyone, and it was as simple as that. No. Shaitan must have come to him every time he looked at a book, every time he tried to see a scenery. In fact, every day when he woke up, Shaitan comes to him. "Why don't you say anything? Why don't you do anything?" But the taqwa within him, the piety within him, the righteousness within him allowed him to seek refuge to Allah versus run into the evilness of shaitan and the deception of shaitan.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي